मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च नमः पावने वैष्णवे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो तवै वास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम शरणं।
First, I offer my most humble obeisances unto Guru Gurudev, and I offer my humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas assembled here today, especially the sannyasis and everyone here. Gurudev has asked me to speak about a little bit about book distribution at the table. As we saw when Ajahn Aditi was singing that beautiful song, Varajo Vipine, we could all witness Gurudev's depth, his absorption, and his bhajan. And Gurudev is here to share with all of us the deep secrets of the spiritual realm. Literally, these books on that table are precious gems, a glimpse of Gurudev's heart, his soul, his mind, his energy, his blood, everything. He spends hours and hours, days, months, so much of his time pouring his heart into these books. And his only request to each and every one of us, all of you and myself, is that we take these gems that he has carried from Vrindavan Dham, these carried from Goloka Vrindavan, and brought here, over crossing the ocean, crossing over so many things, is that we share this precious gems with anyone and everyone. So Gurudev, his desire, the first day he came to the book table, he said, I want that all these books are gone before the last day of the festival. So, we have also so many new titles. Journey of the Soul, Jiva Tattva, we have Archan Deepika, and the prices are amazing. For one Archan Deepika, for example, for Jiva Tattva, Journey of the Soul, for one, it's $12. But if you get a pack of five, then you'll be given $7 each book. You get a case, $5 each book. And all the prices are like this. So I pray. Ramananda Samvad, Archan Deepika, reprint of Venu Ghee, the essence of all advice. So Butter Thief, so many Butter Thieves, so many. We brought more books than in any other festival. So I pray to Gurudev that his desire will be fulfilled in this festival. That each and every one of you will get a case of books, or if you're afraid, oh, I can't distribute, I'm scared, I can't do it, that's fine. You can sponsor to those persons. There's so many people have come up to me and said, Radha, please, if anyone wants to donate books, let me know. So many brahmacharis are here ready, but they don't have the Lakshmi. So please, I beg all of you humbly that we all make Gurudev's desire come true in this festival.
Big book distribution is one of the preaching cards. I think in a couple of days, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he preached over all world by books. I want also that as at the time of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, very soon he preached by books. I have written not less than 100 books. So many translations are coming. So I want that these books should go door to door. So I request you that there is a book stall here, very small, in a day or two, any books should not be there. All should be taken and teach them very well. There are calendars, also the books of Shamrani,
posters,
and so many things you can collect. You know, from Srimad Bhagavatam, that Akur went to Vrindavan, and he invited, unhone. There are something after what it will come. Very great.
Just for me. Sorry, guys.
So, Akru told that your father and your mother, Vasudev Dev, are tortured so much. You must go to Mathura. And also, after Ras, Narad went to Krishna. Prabhu, I want to see your all sweet pastimes. Why not Mathura? And after Mathura, why not Dwarka? Your one of the main cause is Bhubhar Haran. So you will have to go. Though Vrindavan is love and affection of place, anyone cannot give up. That's gopis, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, from heart, core of heart. They are loving Krishna. So why and how Krishna can give up Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya? Why he will go to Mathura and Dwarka? Krishna is Satya Sankalpa. Krishna Satya Sankalpa hai. Jo kuch kahenge, wo pura karke rahenge. Isko kahte hai Satya Sankalpa. So, when Krishna, jabki Krishna aa rahe the, गोपियों ने दौत्य को
आया से कि दौत्य को
दूतों के मुख से कहा, मैं आऊंगा, कंस का वध करके आऊंगा और आऊंगा, मुझे कोई रोक नहीं सकता, इसलिए कृष्ण यदि सत्य संकल्प है तो उनका वाक्य पूरा होना चाहिए, जब मैं आऊंगा आऊंगा निश्चित आऊंगा, ये पूरा किया कि नहीं ये देखना है। विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर कह रहे हैं जय कृष्ण यदि केवल सांत्वना देने के लिए कह रहे हैं, दूसरों के लिए नहीं कह रहे हैं, केवल उनको सांत्वना देने के लिए, उनका वचन और कार्य दोनों में यदि भेद है तब तो संकल्प है। संकल्प वही होगा जो कृष्ण चाहेंगे वो जरूर करेंगे।
गुरुवे गौर चरण राधिकाय तदारे कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। सो कृष्ण इज डिस्क्राइब्ड एवरीवेयर एज सत्य संकल्प, दैट मींस व्हाटएवर ही प्रॉमिसेस बाय हिज माउथ ही मस्ट कंप्लीट बाय एक्शन। सो व्हेन श्री कृष्ण लेफ्ट मथुरा एंड वेंट टू व्हेन कृष्ण लेफ्ट वृंदावन एंड वेंट टू मथुरा, then he sent by any messenger the promise, I must return, I must return, I must return. After killing Kamsa, I will return to Vrindavan and no one can check me. Therefore, for someone to be called Satyasankalpa, there should be no difference between their words and their activities. So Krishna's promise must be true. And how did he fulfill it? Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur asked the question, did Sri Krishna speak this through the messenger only to pacify others? If so, then he is not Satyasankalpa. Therefore, we'll have to see how he completed his promise to return to Vrindavan.
How he fulfilled his promise.
Krishna and Baladev, he came with Akuru to Mathura and gradually he killed Kuvalyapit. There was a bow. वो उसको तीन भागों में तोड़ करके रख दिया, फिर भीतर में गए, कंस ने सोचा था जब कृष्ण को अकेले मथुरा में वृंदावन में रहता था उसको मारा नहीं जा सकता, इसलिए अक्रू तुम जाओ और कृष्ण बलदेव को ले आओ। इसलिए अक्रूर गए ले आए और कृष्ण ने एरेना में घूम करके चारुण मुष्टिक को मारा, बलदेव जी ने भी मारा। इस प्रकार मंच के ऊपर में उछल करके गए और कहा जे इसी बल पर तुम मेरी मैया देवकी उसको मारना चाहता था, इसलिए तुम्हारा इसी प्रकार से वध करूंगा। और झट मंच के ऊपर में कूद गए और उसकी चोटी पकड़ ली, युद्ध करने का अवकाश नहीं दिया और नीचे गिरा करके उसी के ऊपर में कृष्ण कूद गए और उसे खींच करके देखा जे जीवित है कि मरा है। हाहाकार मच गई, रानियां रोने लग गई। कृष्ण ने सबको सांत्वना दे करके उसका सत्कर्म कराया और फिर जो जदु लोग इधर उधर भाग गए थे उन सबको एकत्रित किया। फिर एकत्रित करने के बाद में, ये तो बहुत दिनों की बात हुई, एक दिन में तो सबको बुलाना, उग्रसेन को राज्य देना। उग्रसेन बोले जे मैं बूढ़ा हो गया, अब मुझसे राज्य का भार नहीं चलेगा। कहा जैसे जिसको हम प्रणाम करते हैं उसको देवता लोग भी बाध्य है आकर के उनको प्रणाम करेंगे।
So, Sri Akura, he took Sri Krishna and Balaram from Braj to Mathura. There in Mathura, Sri Krishna and Balaram together, they killed the elephant demon Kuvalyapid. They broke the worshipful bow of Shankar into three places. Devil Kamsa had been thinking, if Krishna is in Vrindavan, it's not possible for me to kill him. Therefore, for that reason, he sent Akura to Vrindavan to bring Krishna out of Vrindavan and to Mathura. But then what happened? Sri Krishna and Balaram killed the wrestlers, demonic wrestlers, Charan and Mustik. There Krishna saw Kamsa was on a high platform. Then he became very angry. Oh, you wanted to kill my mother? Devaki, I'll see to you. Therefore, Krishna very quickly jumped onto the platform where Kamsa was there and grabbed him by the hair and did not give him any chance to fight. Then Krishna threw him on the ground and jumped upon his chest and finished him. There was some doubting, is he alive or dead? Therefore Krishna dragged him. Everyone began crying, alas, alas, the king is dead. Kamsa's wives were also weeping bitterly. Then Krishna himself performed the funeral ceremonies of Kamsa Maharaj. Therefore, when the Yadus heard that Kamsa had been slaughtered, killed, then all the Yadus who had been flung here and there all came together and congregated in Mathura. Therefore,
Krishna did all this.
Therefore, in one day, Krishna established Ugrasen, who is Kamsa's father, as the king. So Ugrasen was saying, I am very old, I am weak, I have no power to be king. Then Krishna established him as king. All the demigods should also worship him.
Don't worry.
Here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is asking questions and answering. Oh, वे प्रश्न भी कर रहे हैं और प्रश्न का उत्तर भी दे रहे हैं। क्यों? हम लोग उसका समाधान नहीं कर सकते। जहां पर प्रेम मिलता है आदमी वहीं रहना चाहता है। वसुदेव देवकी का कृष्ण के प्रति प्रेम है, किंतु नंद जसोदा का जितना कृष्ण के प्रति प्रेम है, गोपियों का जितना प्रेम है उतना नहीं है। वहां पर बहुत कम है, यहां पर वृंदावन में ब्रज में पूर्ण है। कृष्ण मथुरा से आते समय जो कहा था मैं आऊंगा आऊंगा और अवश्य आऊंगा, तो वो कहां जाएगा संकल्प? यदि वाणी के साथ में उनका कर्तव्य भी वैसा ही होता है तब तो वो ठीक है, और वाणी और वो दोनों एक नहीं होते तो ठीक नहीं है। अतएव जहां प्रेम मिलता है उस स्थान को नहीं छोड़ा है। कृष्ण ने ब्रज को क्यों छोड़ा? यदि छोड़ा भी तो गोपियों को भी मथुरा ले जाते, मथुरा ले क्यों नहीं गए? एक ही रात में मथुरा से द्वारका चले गए, वहां के सब कुछ छोड़कर वो मथुरा से द्वारका चले गए। इनके लिए क्या संभव है? कृष्ण के लिए भगवान है ना, इनके लिए कुछ भी असंभव। बोलो।
Therefore, Sri Vishnu Chakravichako, in the form of Purva Paksh, that means he himself is presenting the questions and he himself is giving the answer. Why is he doing like this? Because it is not possible for ordinary persons like us to reconcile these apparently inconceivable differences. Therefore, Sri Vishnu Chakravichako raises the question. A person must stay where he gets the most affection. Therefore, even though it's true, Vasudeva and Devaki in Mathura have prem so much for Sri Krishna, but still their prem cannot be equal or supersede the prem of Nanda Yasoda, or to speak of the Brajagopis. Therefore, how is it possible that Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura? Also, another question is there. Krishna promised at the time of leaving Vrindavan and going to Mathura, I will come, I will definitely come, I promise I will come. Therefore, if Krishna fulfilled his words and went back to Vrindavan, then that will be okay. But it seems that he did not. Therefore, it seems there is a difference between Krishna's promise and his activities. Therefore, this raises another doubt. Therefore, how Krishna can leave that place where he receives the most prema? Why did he leave Vrindavan? Another question is there. Then, if Krishna in one night he took all the millions of residents of Mathura and transferred them to Dwarka, then why he could not brought the gopis from Vrindavan to Mathura? After all, he is Bhagawan and nothing is impossible for him, so why he did not do so?
जब कंस मारा गया तो कृष्ण एवं बलराम देवकी के पास में गए और बोले, उनको देख करके कृष्ण बलदेव के, जो कंस जैसे वीर को मार सकता है, तो भला मनुष्य है, वो जरूर भगवान है। इसलिए देवकी ने, वसुदेव जी ने उनको प्रणाम तक नहीं किया, हाथ जोड़ करके खड़े हो गए। बलदेव जी ने कहा और कृष्ण ने, जी मैया तो हमें प्यार तक नहीं कर रही, हमें भगवान मान रही, इसलिए अपने जोग माया को आश्रय करके उनके उस भाव को जब वो भुलवा दिया। कृष्ण स्वयं भगवान है, सब लोग भूल गए। उन्होंने कहा जे माता पिता को हम लोग बचपन में, जो माता पिता पुत्र को लालन पालन करता है वो सुख हमने तुम लोगों को नहीं दिया, इसलिए हम लोग बड़े दुखी हैं। हमारे बचपन की किशोर लीलाएं आप लोग आस्वादन नहीं कर सके, इसलिए अपनी जोग माया के प्रभाव से भगवत भाव ऐश्वर्य भाव भुला दिया। और तब मैया जसो देवकी और पिता वसुदेव जी दोनों को गोदी में लेकर के स्नेह से बातचीत करने लगे।
Therefore, after Krishna and Balaram killed Kamsa, they approached Devaki and Vasudev. Therefore, Devaki and Vasudev were thinking how Krishna could kill such a huge, powerful hero like Kamsa. He could not be any human being. He must be the Supreme Lord himself. Therefore, they became filled with feelings of awe and reverence. They could not even bow to the ground. They simply stood with their hands joined and prayed to Krishna. Then Krishna was thinking, Ali, they cannot give me so much affection because they think that I am Bhagawan, the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Krishna, being dissatisfied with this slightly, he called his Yogamaya, and that made Devaki and Vasudev forget that Krishna was the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Krishna said, the mother and father give so much affection to the child, and by that they get great happiness. But alas, we could not give you that happiness because we went to Vrindavan. Therefore, Krishna's yoga maya enabled them to forget their feelings of awe and reverence to Sri Krishna. And then, being filled with a new mood of parental affection, they took Krishna and Balaram on their lap and began talking to them with great affection.
When Kans was killed, Jabki Kans mara gaya, तो सब ब्रजवासी मथुरापुर वासी कहने लगे, ये दोनों देवकी के पुत्र हैं। नंद और जसोदा तो पुष्य पिता माता है, यथार्थ में उनके पिता यही हैं, वो नहीं है, तुम देवकी और वसुदेव के पुत्र हो। तुम नंद जसोदा, जब कंस का अत्याचार होने लगा तो तुमको भेजा गया वहां पर, और उन्होंने बड़े अच्छी तरह से तुम्हारी सेवा की, किंतु वो पोष्य माता पिता हैं, असल में हैं ये। इस प्रकार से कहने लगे। उधर में कंस को मारने के बाद में सारी व्यवस्था के लिए कहा तो, किंतु थोड़े देर के बाद में ही हमारे वंश में राजा का बात नहीं है, इसलिए मैं, आप बूढ़े होने पर भी सबके मान्य हैं, उग्रसेन को राजा के रूप में बैठाया, और जिसका आदेश हम मानते हैं उनका आदेश देवता तक नहीं टाल सकते, इसलिए और उधर में नंद बाबा के पास में कंस के मारने के बाद में थोड़ी देर के बाद में रात में नंद बाबा वहां बिलख करके रो रहे थे। अभी तक आए नहीं, क्या बात है? शाम को जबकि कृष्णा आए तो नंद बाबा एक तरफ बलदेव को और एक तरफ कृष्ण को बैठाकर और दोनों हाथों से पकड़ करके कहने लगे, बोलो तो तुम्हारा भी प्राय क्या है? इतनी देर तक मैं तुम लोगों को देखता रहा और आए नहीं, मैं देखते 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 थक गया था।
So after Krishna killed Kamsa, all the residents of Mathura began saying, really, they are the sons of Vasudeva and Devaki. Actually, Nanda and Yasoda are simply step-parents. Then all began telling Krishna and Balaram, you are really the sons of Vasudeva and Devaki. Because Kamsa was causing so much disturbance to your parents, and because they loved you so much, they sent you to Vrindavan. And there you fell under the very affectionate care of Nanda Yasoda. But Nanda Yasoda are not your real parents. Your real parents are Devaki and Vasudev. Therefore, Sri Krishna, after some time, he was saying, because I come in the Yadu dynasty, Noanaya dynasty can become king. Therefore, for this reason, I will establish Ugrasen as king. You should not be afraid that anyone will disobey you, because even I am following his instructions. Therefore, all the demigods in the whole universe will also follow your instruction. So while this was going on, all this political arrangement, then Sri Nanda Baba was waiting and crying, when Krishna and Balaram will come back for me. As yet they have not come. So at night time, Sri Krishna and Balaram came, and Nanda Baba, he took Krishna and Balaram, each on one side of his lap, and embraced them and began speaking with them with so much affection. Oh, for so long I was waiting for you. In fact, I waited so long I became very tired.
Krishna is very tricky. When he goes to Devaki Vasudev, tab tak unhe ko mata pita kahte hain. और शाम को जब आए तो नंद बाबा जो बैठे हैं उनसे कहते हैं कि पिताजी, सभी लोग कह रहे हैं कि तुम वसुदेव के पुत्र हो, नंद के पुत्र नहीं हो, मुझे रोक रहे हैं तुम्हारे पास आने के लिए। बलदेव प्रभु कह रहे हैं पहले देखो बाबा, जो माता पिता पुत्र को बचपन में छोड़ देता है रास्ते में, और जो आंख की पुतली की भांति प्यार से रखता है वो माता पिता है। मैं ब्रज में गया और नंद यशोदा जी ने हमें पिता और माता की तरह में पालन पोषण किया, अतः हमारे माता पिता वही हैं, जन्मदाता पिता नहीं। अतः यदि कृष्ण को आप लेकर के ब्रज में चले जाएंगे, मैं यहां नहीं रह सकता। यदि ब्रह्मा आए और हजारों बार कहें तुम जाओ, तो मैं नहीं जा सकता। तब नंद बाबा ने पूछा, अच्छा ये बतलाओ तो सचमुच में तुम्हारा अभिप्राय क्या है? बलदेव बोले, बाबा तुम ही हमारे माता पिता हो, आप कृष्ण को लेकर के ब्रज में चले जाएंगे और मैं यहाँ पर वसुदेव जी के यहाँ पर अकेले रोता रहूंगा, ये ब्रह्मा भी आकर के कहें तो हम नहीं मानेंगे, कृष्ण जहां रहेगा वहीं पर हम भी जाएंगे। नंद बाबा बोले, भाई बात तो बिगड़ रही। उन्होंने कहा, जी बेटा देखी वसुदेव ने तुम्हारे लिए ही, कृष्ण के लिए ही माता पिता ने उनको इतना, कंस ने उनको इतना कष्ट दिया, यदि वो वाणी नहीं होती आकाश वाणी, इसके गर्भ से सातवां आठवां पुत्र तुम्हें मारेगा, तो क्या होता?
कंस कष्ट नहीं देता,
तो वो कष्ट नहीं देता, किंतु उसी के लिए इतना कष्ट सहा, कितना दिन जन्म से लेकर के अब तक मैं बलदेव की भी लेकर के जाऊं तो लोग कहेंगे ये बड़ा भारी नंद बाबा
स्वार्थी है,
लोग निंदा करेंगे हमें, बलदेव को भी ले गया और बलदेव जी कह रहे हैं मैं सौगंध खा करके कहता हूं आप कृष्ण को यदि ब्रज में ले जाएंगे तब बिना कृष्ण का मैं नहीं रह सकता मथुरा में वसुदेव देवकी के पास।
So, Sri Krishna Balaram, sitting on the lap of Nanda Baba, said, oh Baba, Krishna was asking, because Krishna is very tricky. Because when he is with Vasudeva and Devaki, then he says, I am your son. And when he is with Nanda Baba, then he's saying, oh Father, I am definitely your son. So, Krishna said to Baba, Nanda Baba, oh Baba, Father, Vasudeva and Devaki is saying, you are our son, you are our son. And also, all Mathura Basi are also saying the same thing. They are catching me and saying, listen, you are really the son of Vasudeva. They might wanted to come and meet you before, but all the residents of Mathura stopped me from coming to meet you. Then they were thinking what to say. Then Balaram gave nice answer. Balaram said, listen, Father, Baba, that parents who give up the baby, that cannot be called a real parent. But rather that those parents, those persons who look after the child, like the eyelids protect the eye, that person is real mother and father. Only one who gives birth, this is not the real mother and father. The one who protects and nourishes like a mother and father, they are the real mother and father. Therefore you are saying that I will stay here alone without Krishna. That is completely impossible, Balaram is saying. Even if Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, comes to me thousands of times and says, be without Krishna, be without Krishna, I cannot be without him. Then Nanda Baba said, what do you want? What is your decision? Then Balaram said, oh really, Nanda Baba, you're my real father and your soul is my real mother. I cannot stay here alone and cry and be here with Devaki and Vasudeva without Krishna. Even if Brahma says so and gives me order, I cannot follow his instruction. Then Nanda Baba said, but another problem is there. Vasudeva and Devaki were so much tortured by King Kamsa. At the time of marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki, a voice came from the sky. O fool Kamsa, the eighth child will be the cause of your death. Therefore, because of you, because of Krishna, they both had to suffer so many years in jail. If that voice had not come, they would not have suffered. Therefore, at this time, after so many years of suffering, then I take Krishna away to Vrindavan. Then all will say, Nanda Baba is very selfish and cruel. After so many years suffering again, he is taking Krishna away from Vasudeva and Devaki. Therefore, I cannot take Krishna away, Balarama is saying. And Balarama is saying, I cannot be alone without Krishna.
Nandava is thinking, if I take Balarama away from here, Nandava never thought Krishna is their son. But if I take even Balarama with Krishna, then all will criticize me and told he is very selfish. Take his own son, even taking Vasudeva Devaki's son also with him. It's not fair.
Oh, one kirtan.
Yo.
Any kirtan you like.
Tuh se rahine Madhupur, tuh se rahine Madhupur,
Thank you.
इन श्रीमद् भागवत में लिखा है कि इस प्रकार से सांत्वना दे करके बहुत धन सोने अलंकार
वस्त्र
दे करके नंद बाबा को विदा किया। तो क्या नंद बाबा धन संपत्ति के लिए आए थे? ये तो कभी हो नहीं सकता। क्या धन के लिए ही यहां मथुरा आकर के उनको मिल गया और लेकर के चले गए, बस खत्म? ये तो ठीक नहीं। प्रेम की लघुता है यहां। अतएव मैं समझता हूं कि जो कुछ कहा बलदेव जी ने और जो कुछ कहा कृष्ण ने, उसका तात्पर्य क्या है, ये गूढ़ रूप से समझना चाहिए। कृष्ण जब अक्रूर के साथ आने लगे तो कृष्ण ने कहा था, मैं आऊंगा और अवश्य आऊंगा, सत्संकल्प कृष्ण है, भगवान है, उनका कोई बात इधर उधर नहीं जाता। तो कब गए? बलदेव तो गए हैं कुछ दिनों के बाद में ब्रज में, किंतु कृष्ण नहीं गए। एक बार वही गए भी तो सूर्य ग्रहण के समय में वो गए सब रानियों के साथ में, सेना के साथ में, गोपियां भी आईं। गोपियां उनको मन के रथ के ऊपर में ले गई वृंदावन। यह तो श्रीमद् भागवत में लिखा है। कृष्ण यदि सत्संकल्प हैं, उनको जरूर ब्रज में आना चाहिए, नहीं तो झूठे हैं कृष्ण। कृष्ण गए कि नहीं, ऊपर से तो ऐसा नहीं देखता। पद्म पुराण में ऐसा लिखा है, दंत वक्र जरासंध इत्यादि सबको मार करके अंत में शत्रुहीन करके, द्वारकापुर में शत्रुओं को मार करके एक बार गए, किंतु उस समय पद्म पुराण में लिखा है ब्रज की सब जितनी गोपियां थी, गोप थे, सबको लेकर के गोलोक वृंदावन में लेकर के पहुंचा दिया और अपने दूसरे प्रकाश में मथुरेश के रूप में या द्वारकाधीश के रूप में वो अपने लीलाएं करने लगे। तो यहां प्रश्न ये है कि कृष्ण सत्य संकल्प है तो ये कैसे पूरा होगा? इसी के लिए कहते हैं कृष्ण भगवान है, अलौकिक योग माया का आश्रय लेकर के लीला करते हैं, इसलिए कृष्ण और बलराम एक प्रकाश दो प्रकाश प्रकट किया, एक प्रकाश से नंद बाबा कृष्ण बलदेव को छोड़ करके रोते हुए गए, एक प्रकाश ये, और दूसरे प्रकाश में नंद बाबा कृष्ण और बलदेव को दोनों को साथ लेकर बड़े आनंद में मग्न हो करके गए। ये कैसे सत्य होगा, उसके लिए कह रहे
I'll just go over that last bit again. So, Balaram is saying, if you take to Nanda Baba, if you take Krishna to Vrindavan, then I cannot stay here alone. But also, if I come with you, then everyone will criticize Nanda Baba that he is very selfish. So, this next section, Srimad Bhagavatam describes what happened next. But really, the essence of this pastime is very difficult to understand and most confidential. But externally, the Srimad Bhagavatam describes that after hearing the arguments of Krishna and Balaram, then see Krishna Balaram pacified him. They gave him many of their golden ornaments, and said, Nanda Baba returned back to Vrindavan, weeping. But really, is this possible? Did Nanda Baba sell to Krishna and Balaram? Did he come here to collect wealth? Is that why he came all the way from Braj to Mathura? But this is quite impossible, because prema, pure devotion, never takes, it always gives. Therefore, the real meaning of the statements of the Bhagavatam, that should be understood also. Therefore, Krishna had promised at the time of going with Akura from Vrindavan to Mathura, he had promised, I will definitely come. Therefore, Sri Krishna is Satya Sankalpa. Everything he says must be true. Therefore, but we cannot see any direct evidence in Bhagavatam that Krishna returned. We hear that Balaram returned to Vrindavan for 2 months. We cannot hear anywhere that Sri Krishna returned to Vrindavan. Bhagavatam describes that Krishna, at the time of the solar eclipse, Krishna went to Kurukshetra with his 16,108 queens. And there he met with the Brijabasis there. But Bhagavatam only describes that Krishna went back to Vrindavan carried in the minds of the Brajagopis, not that he went directly himself. Therefore, is Krishna's promise broken? Because in Srimad Bhagavatam it is not written anywhere that he returned back to Vrindavan. There are some references in the Padma Puran that after Krishna killed Jarasandha and especially Dandavakra, when there are no more enemies left on the earth planet, from there, Krishna took all the Brijabasis and back to Goloka Vrindavan. But still he stayed in one form as Dwarkadish Krishna or Mathuradish Krishna. But still, even this reference from the Padma Puran does not prove Krishna's words true, because he did not personally go back to Braj. Therefore, question arises, is Krishna's promise broken? Then Guru Maharaj says, how we understand this? Krishna is Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, everything is possible for him. He performs all his leelas under the direct shelter of his alaukik yogamaya, his transcendental spiritual deluding potency. Therefore, how we should understand this pastime? Guru Maharaj says that Krishna and Balaram, they manifested into two forms. In one form, what the Bhagavatam described must be true, that Nanda Baba, he took the golden ornaments from Sri Krishna and Balaram, and weeping, alone, he returned to Braj, and Krishna Balaram stayed in Mathura. But in another prakosh, another section, another manifestation of their pastimes, that Nanda Baba, with Krishna Balaram, with great ecstasy, all went on the bullock cart and all went back to Vrindavan together. There were two manifestations were manifest at that time. That is how we can reconcile this pastime.
Understand?
One more time.
What he told?
One more time. The last part.
So, from last bit from where?
Krishna made
two prakosh.
Two prakosh.
So, Sri Krishna.
Don't go like a machine gun.
So, the reference from the Padma Puran, which we also accept as true, that after killing Jarasandha and Dantavakra, then Krishna took all the Brijabasis from there back to Goloka Vrindavan, and he still stayed in one form in this world as the Lord of Mathura and also as the Lord of Dwarka. But even this reference from the Padma Puran does not prove Krishna's words true. So how will we understand this? So Guru Maharaj describes that at the time when all this conversation was taking place between Nanda Baba, Sri Krishna and Balaram, they came at night to meet him. Then Bhagavatam describes that Krishna and Balaram gave their gold ornaments to Nanda Baba, and they stayed in Mathura while Nanda Baba returned to Vrindavan alone, weeping and weeping. But Guru Maharaj describes that Krishna and Balaram manifested two forms. This is called prakosh, like two different rooms in a house, two different sections of their pastimes. In one section of the pastime, Krishna and Balaram stayed in Mathura, Nanda Baba went alone and weeping. But in another section of their pastimes, Sri Krishna and Balaram sat in the bullock cart of Nanda Baba and returned with him to Vrindavan. All were absorbed in great happiness. So simultaneously, both these pastimes happened.
Understood? For Krishna, what?
One question.
Oh, Prabhu, you understood? Any question?
Yeah, a question comes up that if Krishna Balaram went back to Vrindavan with Nanda Baba, then that form of Krishna Balaram was unmanifest in Vrindavan? Or they went back to the spiritual world because he did not manifest in the earthly pastimes at that time in Vrindavan.
What is that? You should tell. What?
Prabhu is telling that it is never mentioned or understood which form of Krishna and Balaram.
More louder.
When Krishna and Balaram came back with Nanda Baba, as we just heard, to Vrindavan.
That I am going to tell.
Yeah. We have another question. We have also heard that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan.
Yes.
At the time when Akru left Vrindavan, Krishna and Balaram stayed in Vrindavan.
Krishna cannot give up Vrindavan for a moment. So always Krishna is there. Any Bhagavat sloka or anywhere, I cannot remember.
Vrindavanam parityajya padekam na gacchati.
So this is true. Who went to Mathura and Dwarka?
Mathura.
One prakash of Krishna, one prakash of Baladev.
Manifestation.
They went there. Not Krishna.
Vasudev Nandan.
And most important thing is that when Krishna sent Uddhav, and Uddhav went to
Vrindavan
to counsel,
console.
Nanda Baba, Yashoda and Gopis. What?
When he entered Vrindavan. When he entered Vrindavan.
Uddhav. When? At first, when he was sending Uddhav, Uddhav told, "How can I live without you? I cannot live without you." Krishna told, "I am partly there in Mathura, but fully I am always in Vrindavan." So what when he entered in Vrindavan, he saw some sarh lad rahe the.
The bulls are fighting.
Fighting, for
fighting. We're fighting for cows. And he saw that gopis have burnt the ghee lamp. Very beautiful sugandh is coming from all ways. And he saw that cows from cow herding, all are coming with the dust. The chariot of golden chariot was covered as if Krishna is fully there. Where can it be? Otherwise, no. So one Prakash Vigraha of Krishna with Nanda Baba alone weeping, and second, with Krishna Baladev happily overjoyed, he returned back to Braja. In this way, he has
reconciled
all the things. Gaur Premanande.
So, one thing.
Can you sing a song?
For completely new people who don't understand what's going on here, then just half an hour, like at 7:30, I'll give a little explanation just here in the back here. Just new people, completely new people.
Hare